Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As to the ratification of Conventions 97, 143, and 181, the Ministry of Labor had considered that the points mentioned in these instruments are already addressed in the Convention. And yet, we believe that the value of these fora lies precisely in our possibility to exchange arguments and to come to an agreement between states and the committee, which is why we look forward to the committee's considerations and complementarity of these instruments, hoping that they could guide our internal dialogue and our consultation with the institutions involved. On Article 77 of the Convention, Paraguay appreciates the note we received recently about this from the committee, and we would like to inform you that we will begin the consultation with the various government agencies to consider the potential area of competence of the committee to receive communication from state parties and peoples. On awareness raising and training on the Convention, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Justice, with the support of the Office of the High Commissioner of the United Nations for Human Rights, in 2021, held the third installment of the high-level course on human rights. The end was to improve the civil servants' knowledge, the civil servants they comprise, the Focal Point Network on Human Rights. And one module of that course focused on the rights of migrants, addressing subjects such as migration with a human rights approach, the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Their Families, the committee itself on human rights. We addressed trafficking, human trafficking, and other topics. And the Office of Migrants continues to have a training for civil servants on the prevention and combat of trafficking, international humanitarian cooperation with a migrant approach, and an approach on refugees and the stateless with the support of the International Organization of Migration and the United States Embassy, among others. The Ministry of Education, for its part, has a family support program for migrants, in which there is a section on training for technical staff, community educators, and hospital workers. All educational programs here include subjects relevant to the convention, addressed to the entire population, and more particularly to the students in the area of human rights. We also address matters included in the convention and mention the recommendations of the committee, which are included by the Secretariats of Gender and Judiciary in the courses for the Supreme Court of Justice. Also, several institutions, such as the Ministry of Labor, the General Direction of Migration, the Ministry of Public Defense, the Ministry of Children and Adolescents, the Supreme Court of Justice, and the Public Ministry, have published the text of the convention on their websites so as to broadcast the rights of migrant workers and their families, not just for migrant workers and their families, but also for the entire population, given that the information posted online is made accessible to all. On vulnerable groups, such as persons with disabilities, the LGBTI population, and the children, the National Action Plan for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which is related to the Sustainable Development Goals of the 2015-2030 Agenda, does not specifically have a perspective of migrant workers with disabilities, which is why this becomes an interesting challenge to be tackled as a public policy this year and on. We have suggested the inclusion of this topic of the agenda of the National Commission of Persons with Disabilities. As for the LGBTI population, though we do have protocols addressing the needs of these populations, such as in areas of access, justice, and health, we did not yet have protocols or specific measures for migrants in the LGBTI community. Thank you.